crazy.
And quite literally,
it's showtime.
Now, Benidorm has its first gala in magic. Going to be a great, great night at Benidorm Palace, Sunday the 20th of March. The doors opening at 5 o'clock and the show starts at 6:30. I'm going to talk to one of Europe's rising stars in the world of magic, David Clément.
So I have with me David Clément. And David is going from strength to strength with various magic shows and all sorts of illusions that we've already seen at Benidorm Palace. We're going over to a very busy office with tickets obviously being sold, etc. So, David, good, very good day and welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And, of course, it's lovely for me to see you develop because, you know, it only seems like yesterday when you were sitting in the studio and beginning to go on this adventure which takes you along this road of magic.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's not been a very long time, but I guess it's what they say, you know, when you love what you do, you obviously dedicate your heart and soul into everything, and that's exactly what we're doing at the moment.
Well done. Let me go quickly to this particular show. So it's on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. Sunday the 20th of March, which is this Sunday. It's at 6:30, obviously here at the Benidorm Palace, which is the best possible place for a magic show of this kind.
It is absolutely wonderful, and of course you have yourself and four others. So tell us about the show. What's it likely to be like in a general sense? And then obviously we want to whet the appetite of anybody listening to our podcast.
Sure. Well, basically it's what we call a magic gala. The magic gala consists of different magicians, and everybody, there's five of us, as you said, and we're all going to show the best that we can do, basically. We've all agreed as well that, obviously, we're not going to repeat any magic tricks, and everybody has their own defined style. So it's going to be a show that kids, adults, all ages are going to enjoy, because there's all sorts of magic, like all sorts of types of magic, from comedy magic to tense magic to escape acts, traditional magic, comedy, a bit of everything. So nobody will get bored, obviously. And it truly is going to be one of the best magic shows, definitely in the province of Alicante. And just by looking at the names on the poster, for sure it's going to be one of the best ones in Spain.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about the people who are the other four. Who are they?
Okay, right. Well, we'll start off with Domingo Artes. Domingo Artes comes from Murcia, and he is the most recognized magician in the Murcia region. He's worked all over Spain. He won two very prestigious awards on Spanish TV, on Televisión Española. He's what I would call the most traditional magician of the five. He's the most mature one, and he's he does from doves, he does small magic, but he also does big illusions. So he's a very, very complete magician. Then we got Miguel Gavilán. Miguel Gavilán is one of, if not the best, he's definitely in the top three, top five magicians in Spain, and he combines. Well, he combines mostly big illusions, but also he's a very good card manipulator. That's the way we call it. So he can make cards appear, disappear out of anywhere. He really is very, very good. And he's also won two very prestigious awards as well, called the Mandrak d'Or. Okay, the Mandrak d'Or is competing with the Merlin Award as the most prestigious awards in the magic world. And he won this in Paris in two consecutive years. I think it was back in 2005-2006. He comes from Mallorca, but he's at the moment living in Madrid. From Madrid we also have the presenter, Mago Murphy, although Murphy is not his real name. He's actually called David, like myself. That's his stage name.
Yeah.
And he's actually one of the presenters in the magic world that's working the most. He's done presentations for Vichy, He's done presentations for Mercedes in Madrid, all the big firms for Zara, all the biggest firms when they want somebody really special to present their events, they always call Murphy. Then we also get Mago Lumaki, who comes from La Vega Baja in Algorfa, which we know there's a lot of English people down in Algorfa. And he's one of the new sensations of the Spanish magic. He's only 20 years old, but he's been in magic for since he was 7, he told me. And you can definitely tell. You know, you can tell he's quite experienced for his age. And he's one of those new and up-and-coming magicians that are really, really hitting the Spanish magic scene very, very hard. And then there's myself. Yeah, David Clement, who obviously you were there when I got the Merling Award last June, and you've seen me at the Benidorm Palace, and yes, so that's the big five that are performing this Sunday at the Benidorm Palace.
Fantastic. Let's just stay with your achievement for a minute or two, because there will be people obviously who aren't quite sure what that actually means. So what is the Merlin Award? And obviously you've won it, so tell us how it feels, you know, with this now as an accolade for you.
Yeah, well, the Merlin Award is considered the Oscars of magic, basically, like the Grammys in music. Well, the Merlin Award is to magic. There's some past winners which, just by reading the names, you know, make you nervous, like David Copperfield, Chris Angel, Siegfried and Roy, Penn and Teller. Some of the biggest names in magic all have a Merling Award. And there's only two of us that actually have it in Spain. One is the great Juan Tamariz, who's considered like the father of all Spanish magicians. He's the first Spanish illusionist magician who went international and really made it big in America, in Asia, etc. And so it's only him and myself who have it, which is a great honour. And to win the Merling Award, you have to be proposed by somebody in the magic industry. It could be a producer, it could be an agent, or it could be another past winner of the Merling Award. I got proposed by Alberto Sperduto, who's an Italian producer in the magic world. And then basically the board of directors of the IMS, the International Magician Society, they get together in Las Vegas once a year, and they make the selection, the not competition, but the decision. And I was lucky enough to win the Merling Award in my category, because there are five categories per year, and I won it for best stage magician.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And of course, the actual venue is going from strength to strength and is becoming a jewel in the crown of the entertainment scene in Benidorm, because you actually had that award which made you the top theatre night spot in the whole of Europe, wasn't it?
That's it, yes. We won that a couple of years ago here at the Palace, which again was a massive, massive achievement, and we're so proud of it. You know, beating names like the Moulin Rouge, like the Lido, Friedrichstadt Palace in Berlin, you know, some incredible venues. And to win the best nightclub award, that was something that made us all very, very proud.
Well, I you know, I'm a big fan of the venue anyway, but let's just go back to the prices then for Sunday's event, because it looks very, very reasonable to me. Can you just go over the pricing?
Indeed, yes. I mean, the prices, we've tried to leave them very, as you said, very competitive, because the first year that we do it, so we really want to fill the palace, we really want to show everybody what the magic galas are all about. So it's €14 for the adults and only 10 for the kids. And as we said before, I'll just repeat the times. It's at 6:30 in the afternoon, and we open the doors at 5 o'clock, so people can start coming in, have a couple of drinks before if they like, or just arrive just before the show.
Yeah, and just on a final note, I went to the Manfreds with their 6th of March event at the Palace. It was absolutely fabulous from our point of view, you know, just as people going in to see the show. I thought everything was spot on, and obviously this is another night that I think everybody should enjoy exactly the same way. Let me just go over one thing. How will it be presented to, you know, to let people know what to expect during the evening? Do you have a compere, or is it going to be just totally international?
Well, we do have, yeah, Murphy, Mago Murphy, he's going to be the presenter of the night. He's also a magician, so basically the four magicians which are myself, Miguel Gavilan, Domingo Artes, and Lumaki, while we are setting up all the big props behind the curtain, he's on the front of the stage presenting the next magician. But there's always like a 5-6 minute preparation period, which he always does some comedy magic with kids, also with adults. And he's actually one of the most entertaining parts. Every time he comes out between act and act, it's what people really enjoy sometimes the most, because he's so good, he's so funny, so entertaining, and he really, really gets people glued to him. And that's very difficult when you've got such a big show, big stage and a big venue, to have 1,000 people just attending just what you are saying. And he gets that every single time. That's why we're so lucky to have him as a compare presenter magician, if you like. So we're very, very happy.
Lovely. Well, okay. Well, look, thanks very much indeed for this quick chat. We'll put this out on the internet, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday for a great magic show.
Indeed. I look forward to seeing you too, Vince.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.